Welcome, I'm Alan Hargraves and this is Recharge On Air. This week I'd like to talk about growing into new markets. So let's start with my feet. They're a bit abnormal. They're flat, they're wide, and of course they're getting older. I use orthotics to ease the pain. This makes shoe shopping a little difficult, but I've narrowed my choice of stores down to two, Athlete's Foot and Skechers. There may be others, but these two have what I want. What's more, they're international. If I forget to pack my ideal shoes, I can buy them in most countries. But then again, my needs can't be that abnormal because both chains are global successes. There are 1,700 Skechers in 160 countries, and the equivalent numbers for Athlete's Foot are 483 across 27 nations. This success is not about my feet. It's the business principle called strategic differentiation, and it's the primary consideration when you expand into new markets, whether they are in the next suburb or in the next country. You need to start with what you are good at. Every business does something better than others. It's one reason people think about new territory. They've already captured significant market share, and there's not a lot of headroom left. Your strengths might be convenience, service, price, product, range, location, or some other aspect of your value creation chain. You mightn't be great at everything, but you're good at something. What is it? This is what defines the other markets are that you can easily enter. Put together a manual of the way you do things. Drill down on your own model. What works well? What doesn't? What could work better? It's good practice even if you never venture out of the street. You will see what's required to optimize your business. And once you've got your manual, you have a template to test it in other markets. You need to run through a bit of a checklist. Look out for things like, what is the level of disposable income? Does it match your sort of product? Or are there significant regulatory differences? Even the adjoining suburb might come under the jurisdiction of a different town council with different rules. Not to mention the next state, let alone the next adjoining country. What works in South Korea probably won't fly in North Korea. But where does it fly? Does your strategic difference offer something local alternatives do not? Do you already have existing relationships with particular suppliers that might support geographic expansion? Is the third-party infrastructure you need available in the place you're looking at? And ask all the other basic questions a business should ask. Is your business self-supporting and sustainable in its current shape? It should be, even if you aren't going anywhere. Can you afford the setup costs of a new market launch? Well, if not, you might want to look at why not. And who is going to run it? If your business is well managed and your manual is structured and specific, you should be able to delegate the job to someone else. Even if not, other tactics might include joint ventures, licensing, or franchising. Easily replicated business models usually have a product that takes advantage of existing but untapped resources in the target market. A Harvard Business Review of the subject looked at Vanguard's exchange-traded index funds, or otherwise known as ETFs, as an ideal example. They are a global product. They work anywhere there's a stock exchange with an index. Ditto, Skechers and Athlete's Foot, who can operate anywhere where people have sensitive feet. It's a simple strategy. If the shoe fits, get another one like it. I'm Alan Hargraves. This has been Recharge On Air. Thank you for listening.